Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The book of Proverbs is mostly written by King Solomon, though not all of it. Chapter 30 and 31 is written by others. And so you end up seeing that it's not all of Solomon, but it is the wisdom of Solomon. Now, one of the things when going through the book of Proverbs that many people make a mistake is that they interpret the book of Proverbs as if it is promises. And it is not. It's general principles. These are not promises. These are not things that should be taken as pure instructional things in that way, but more, it is generalizations of things. And so the Bible Knowledge Commentary provides for us five different purposes for the book of Proverbs. One, for obtaining wisdom and discipline. Two, for understanding words of insight. Three, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life. Four, for giving prudence to the simple. And five, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. And that's what you end up seeing. There are things there that are general principles. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. That's actually saying that if you train a child in his selfishness, he will never depart from that. Now, are there cases where a child does depart from his selfishness if you spoil them? There are times. But generally, if you teach them to be selfish, they're going to remain selfish.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.